Open Windows, February the 13th, The Christ of Eternity. The fire will test what sort of work each one has done. 1 Corinthians 3:13. There are many things to which the name of the Lord is being affixed, which are being constructed, which appear to be fine and great, and appear to be like the church. But the twofold reality is neither, in the builders or the building. They are destined to collapse when God's hurricane and fire test every man's work. Good works, philanthropy, hospitality, reform, education, religion, relief, and so on, may be the products or byproducts of what is called Christian civilization, and things for which to be profoundly grateful. Oh, but let us not confuse these with a new creation, regeneration, a being born from above. The church is nothing which man can build by any resource in himself, personally, or collectively. The church is an organism, not an organization. Behold, I show you a mystery. We are all members of his flesh and of his bones. Build that if you can. Launch that. Organize that. Run that. It cannot be done. It is the spontaneous outworking of spiritual forces released in the acceptance by faith of tremendous facts concerning Christ. Facts which are proclaimed out of experience in the power of the Holy Ghost. Not the theological Christ, not the doctrinal Christ, not the Christ of the letter, much less the Jesus of history, but the Christ of eternity in all the meaning of his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension to the throne of God, revealed in the heart by the Holy Spirit. This alone is authority to preach, to serve, to occupy a position, to build in relation to the house of God. It is folly to spend time and strength otherwise. It is wisdom to labour on this foundation.